You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome back. Glad you stayed with us through the break. We have a very special guest with us this hour. But first, we want to let you know who's bringing this show to you. We are brought to you by PrepareWithDave.com. Now, you know, that's kind of an odd name for a product. Well, that's the nickname I've given it. We're selling storable food. And people said, Dave, I recognize the need to have it, but the volume you're selling it in was too great, and you were right. So we reduced that volume to 4 weeks. We were selling the four-week brand for $250, which was a good price, but we've now dropped it to $99. We're trying to remove all the barriers that people have to not be prepared for tough times that could lie ahead. Now, how do you get yours? Go to the URL, type in the words preparewithdave.com. No coupon code needed, just that one great price. This is the best deal in America. Preparewithdave.com, into your URL. We're also brought to you by Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, converting your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals that'll hold its value through tough times. You can get a hold of Steve at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And finally, helping bring this hour to you is ReadyMadeResources.com and my good friend, Bob Griswold. I call him King Prepper. And this guy does something that I think hardly anyone else does in his business, free consultations and tell you what you need to do for the level of prepping that you're at. It's a fantastic service, but his products are even better. Check him out, ReadyMadeResources.com, and then call the number on the screen, and Bob will be there to help you out. Well, this hour, we're going to be talking to Liz Crokin, and she's no stranger to our audience. She's been on this show several times before, and Liz and I have been corresponding back and forth about some of the current events going on, everything from Tucson to these mysterious deaths. And I said to Liz, you know, Liz, we need to do a show. It's time. We're overdue, and there's just too much going on. So, Liz, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming on this Sunday night. We really appreciate having you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back.
Well, there's so much going on, and the menu is wide. So I'm going to give you guest delight here. You get to choose which one we start with as we work our way through the multitude of conspiracies and bad things happening.
Well, why don't we start with the mysterious suicides that have been happening?
Oh, yes. Okay, which one?
Been a few
we've got a couple of choices
here. I know,
here.
Right?
And I don't mean, it's no laughing matter. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make light of it.
No.
This is very serious. So which one would you like to start with?
Anthony Bourdain and or Kate Spade. I definitely want to talk about both. So whichever you prefer to start with.
Well, let me tell you what I observed. I stopped in briefly, I think it was Wednesday night, and mm-hmm. I stopped into a Burger King just to get a soda. I was dying of thirst, and it was right there. I don't usually fast food frequent, but I went in, and on their TV, they had CNN. And I thought, I got to sit down mm-hmm. and watch this for a minute. They spent 15 minutes playing up this wonderful man who was suicidally depressed, and the suicidal mm-hmm. depression suddenly came upon him. Liz, I don't know if you know this about me. I used to work as a therapist, mental health therapist. And okay. I can tell you, and I was licensed, and I can tell you that at the age of 61, about the only thing that gets someone to commit suicide without warning is bad health news, and that is rare.
Right.
So I didn't.
And he was a wealthy man with a very attractive girlfriend. He traveled the world. He had a wonderful job. He had tons of fans. We could go on and on and on.
So what made you suspicious about the events?
Well, okay, first off, we had QAnon, so for people that follow Q, Q posted a while ago that there would be a suicide week. And we all who cover the Clinton Mafia, the Clinton body count, we all know and are very familiar with Arkansites, people who are connected to the Clintons, who die in either freak accidents or they, quote, commit suicide. And I say, quote, commit suicide because they are ruled suicides. But if you actually look at the autopsy and the evidence and the coroner's report and so on and so on, it makes no sense that that person commits suicide. For example, Vince Foster, who worked for Clinton's when Bill Clinton was in the White House, allegedly committed suicide in the park, in front of the White House, you know, with the hand he doesn't even write with, no blood found, no brain matter, made zero sense. And these kinds of quote-unquote suicides and freak accidents seem to happen all the time with people connected to the Clintons, particularly people who are about to testify against them or people who have information on them. The Clinton body count is over 100 the last time I checked. Now, Anthony Bourdain, this is someone who I honestly have been wanting to talk about for a really long time. However, you know, I cover Pizzagate, Pedogate, the child sex trafficking. Anthony Bourdain's role in, I should not say role, I should say ties to the child sex trafficking and the satanic pedophile elites is so far down the rabbit hole that there's been a lot I've been wanting to say about him for a very long time, but I've bit my tongue about it because I didn't want to go so far down the rabbit hole and distract from the stuff that I can prove and the stuff that's more easily for my followers to believe. I started to get on Anthony Bourdain's radar after his girlfriend, Asia Argento, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, came out via the Me Too movement and publicly spoke about Harvey Weinstein raped her, okay? And I've obviously, as someone that is exposing child sex trafficking and someone that's a victim for all kinds of sexual assault victims, I was paying very close attention to Harvey Weinstein, what his victims were saying, the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. And I was paying very close attention to what Anthony Bourdain was saying about Harvey Weinstein when she spoke out against Harvey Weinstein, what he did to her, okay? I truly believe that she was victimized by Harvey Weinstein. However, I also believe that she and Anthony are deeply tied to the Satanists. If you do just a quick 2-minute search on their social media pages, oh my Lord, it is, they post some dark, dark stuff. Satanic symbolism everywhere. I mean, pictures of, like, dead babies. There's a picture of him naked posing with a huge bone that looks like it could be a human bone. I mean, there is satanic, demonic stuff all over their pages, all right? And I'm always very cautious when I find people like this because just because you post demonic symbolism, satanic symbolism, and they also were post Illuminati symbolism, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a perpetrator. It could mean that they're victims. And I believe that Asia was born into one of these cult/rings, and so was Rose McGowan. I do believe they were truly victims, but, and this is the big but, I believe these people are controlled, and they are controlled opposition to distract from the bigger crimes that are going on, and that is the rape, torture, and sacrifice of children. I know for a fact through my own research that the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement is funded and was founded by corrupt organizations such as CAA, which is the Creative Artists Agency here in LA, the total Illuminati, you know, globalist company. It's the biggest talent agency in the world. They're the ones that started the Me Too and Time's Up movement, all right? They also banned Courtney Love for life after she spoke out about Harvey Weinstein years ago. So this is not an organization that cares about sexual assault. They've actually covered for people like Harvey Weinstein for a very long time. Time's Up, Me Too, is unfortunately, and I hate to say it, especially as someone that was a victim of sexual assault myself, is nothing more than a distraction from the from deeper down the rabbit hole and the darker things that are going on, and that is the child sex trafficking and the satanic ritualistic abuse of kids. I believe that Asia and Anthony were used as pawns, puppets, whatever you want to call them, to distract from what's really going on. And part of the reason why I know this is because they never talk about Pizzagate. Some of these people deny Pizzagate is real, and they rail against President Trump, who is taking these people down. President Trump is the reason why Asia's rapist was arrested, you know? So I owe anyone that pretends to be part of the movement, an advocate for sexual assault victims, anyone that pretends to be an advocate or says they're an advocate, but then denies Pizzagate and isn't talking about the pedophilia problem, isn't talking about satanic ritualistic abuse, I'm very wary of people, of those people. And I'm also very wary of people who are anti-Trump, especially people that are unhinged and irrationally lashing out about President Trump. Whenever I find someone unhinged, irrationally lashing out about President Trump, I do a two-minute search on them, and what do I find? Pictures of them with Marina Abramovic and other Satanists and, you know, weird stuff on their Instagram pages. So now enter Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain, before he, quote, committed suicide, started talking about Hillary Clinton. And he talked about Hillary Clinton's wrath, and he inferred that if you go against Hillary, then bad things happen to you, something I also know firsthand because after I did a huge explosive story exposing Hillary Clinton's campaign, my dog was poisoned. So was Anthony Bourdain someone that was, you know, blackmailed or born into this ring or tied to this ring and wanted to expose this ring and expose Hillary Clinton, and they killed him as a warning sign to other people who may be thinking about ratting others out? I think that's a very, very strong possibility. Anthony Bourdain worked for CNN. CNN is deep state. Anthony Bourdain had Obama on one of his shows. We know that Obama is nothing more than a deep state puppet. Anthony Bourdain had Obama on his show, and Obama made a comment about hot dogs that made my skin crawl. We all know what pizza, or not pizza, what hot dog means, and that is a pedophile code word. So that is my perspective on the situation with Asia and Anthony Bourdain.
Does you think Asia sits in fear of her life today?
See, and that's, I don't know, because I don't know where her head is at. Here's what I do know. I know that there are people that are born into these rings and they're willing participants. They don't want out, and they actually enjoy being a part of this sick group of people. I know that there's also people that are born into it and they want out, you know, and I also know there's people that are born into it who are mind controlled. And they don't know they're a part of it. So she could be any of those. And I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Now, she's clearly into very dark stuff. Again, go on her Instagram page. And I was on her Instagram page last night, and honestly, like, it made me sick. It truly made me sick. The stuff that she posts is disgusting. It's demonic. It's sick. And so, you know, but I do truly believe she was a victim. She was raped by Harvey Weinstein. I don't think she's lying about that. And mm-hmm. and people who have been sexually assaulted can go very dark, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, actively attending, you know, satanic rituals. So I'm not sure. But if Anthony was about to expose Hillary or some big wigs that are tied to these elite pedophile rings, my guess is, you know, he's dating her, and my guess is that they were in alignment. So if she wanted to expose them too, or if she supported him exposing them, then my guess would be yes, she's absolutely in fear of her life now.
We're talking to Liz Crokin, and she's a famed sexual abuse investigator, particularly with child sex trafficking. And we're discussing the Bourdain, quote, suicide, unquote. And Liz, let me ask you a real pointed question here. Why do you think that Bourdain was turning on Hillary Clinton? Is there any indicator about a split between the two?
Well, okay, if you follow QAnon and if you are following the real news, so if you're following people like you and me, not CNN, even Fox News, if you're following what's going on behind the scenes, you know that President Trump is breaking up elite pedophile rings around the world. You know that he's taking down Satanists, and I imagine that the elites all know this, which is why they're acting the way they are, which is why they're all unhinged, lashing out at him. I mean, you know, you had Samantha Bee calling Ivanka Trump the C word mm-hmm. for posting a picture with her child. You know? I mean, like, what? Like, it's just, why would anyone be motivated to call someone the C word because they posted a picture with their child? I mean, like, these people are unhinged. They're cornered rats. And that's because I believe many of them know the hammer is about to drop. And they know the hammer is about to drop because they see that Harvey Weinstein has finally been arrested. They see that the NXIVM cult has been broken up. Alison Mack was arrested. The leader of NXIVM, Keith Raniere, was arrested. They see why these people are getting arrested. And it's because the Attorney General of New York, Eric Schneiderman, had to resign because he himself is a pervert who had sex slaves and was physically abusing women. And by the way, I'm not convinced that he's not part of NXIVM. They see that under Trump's administration that they are releasing the FBI files on serial pedophile and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. They see that the search warrant for Anthony Weiner's electronic devices was unsealed under President Trump. None of this would have happened if Hillary got elected. They see what's happening. They see that the cabal is being taken down. So they're running scared, and people are turning against each other. You know, people are giving up the goods. I mean, think about it. Would you, if you're going to get arrested anyways, wouldn't you rat out other people if you could strike a better deal than
Absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely. Of course you would.
You know, so I think that's what's happening. And, you know, maybe Anthony was going to talk to authorities. Maybe he already did. Maybe his girlfriend was. And let me also say that part of the reason why I believe that these people were starting to rat out other people, like the bigger fish in these satanic pedophile rings, is to tie this into Kate Spade's death. Oh, my Lord. So Kate Spade, most of us knew about Kate Spade, that, you know, she's a famous purse designer, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, Kate Spade's company has ties to the Clinton Foundation and children's groups and Haiti, you know. And so whenever I see people that are tied to Clinton's and quote-unquote children's groups in Haiti, there's always red flags for me, because usually that means they're tied to child sex trafficking and they're not tied to actually helping children. But so she also, quote-unquote, commits suicide this past week as well. Well, I started looking into her husband, who I had never looked into before. I started looking at pictures of him, his home. And again, as someone that studies these occults, these satanic rings, these pedophile rings, oh my gosh, looking at pictures of their home and of this man, I mean, it reminded me of Tony Podesta's house. Twisted art, creepy paintings of little kids. There was one painting of people and their limbs had been ripped off. Like, who has that kind of crap in their home? Who wants a picture of someone being tortured and kids with their limbs being ripped off? And he, and, you know, there's one picture of him where he has just one red shoelace, and red's a major occult symbol. We also know she allegedly hung herself with a red scarf. So anyways, I started looking more into him, and I'm sure you saw this. A few days after she passed away, he was spotted walking down the street with a creepy mouse mask on, and the mouse mask had a red scarf, and she allegedly killed herself with the red scarf. Now, as someone that exposes SRA for a living, and I talk to children that have been abused, they are satanic ritualistic abuse victims, I can't tell you how many of them tell me that when they are raped, often the rapist will wear masks like that. Okay? So when I saw this weirdo coming out of his house after his wife just died with this creepy animal mask that has a red scarf, and she died because of a red scarf, allegedly. I mean, my God, these people are so weird, and there's so much symbolism to that. And so, again, as someone that studies SRA, there's so much symbolism to that. But one of the Anons on 4chan, I think it was 4chan, it could have been 8chan, pointed out that they believe that that mask was strategically left, and he was instructed to wear that mask in public, and that the mask, it looks like a mouse, but the mask was really supposed to represent a rat, and he was instructed to wear it in public because allegedly Kate Spade was ratting on these people. That's why she was quote-unquote suicide, and he had to wear that mask publicly to let the others know, this is what happens to you if you rat any of us out. And I believe that because I know how these people operate, and that's how they operate.
That makes perfect sense to me, but do you have any indication of who she was ratting out and who she was ratting to?
Well, she lives in New York, so I would say New York authorities, and she's tied to the Clinton Foundation. So there you go.
That is, you know, you just opened my eyes with the symbolism on that. I agree. That was a message killing. Do you think Bourdain was also a message killing?
Yeah, I do. And if we can even go back further and we can look into Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, just I think it was a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, Avicii, the DJ, who was before he passed away, I'd never heard of him. I'm not super into pop culture, but he's insanely popular. And not only was he exposing child sex trafficking and pedophile rings, he was exposing elite pedophiles. And so he did a video where he depicted a powerful politician trafficking children. So, I mean, you know, the people that depict child sex trafficking just as something that happens, you know, in trailer parks and stuff, those people are left alone. The people that depict it in elite circles, those are the ones that end up dead. Those are the ones that end up, quote-unquote, committing suicide. Those are the ones that end up dying in freak accidents like plane crashes or, you know, weird situations. So there have been so many situations like this, and so many situations of celebrities who were coming out about the elite pedophile rings. Mobb Deep, he's another one. He tweeted about how you can still go on Twitter and find his tweet to this day. I think he was, I can't remember what his cause of death was, but it was, to me, it was obvious that it was another hit. But he tweeted about how children were being sacrificed by elites. He he literally wrote that in a tweet. And next thing you know, he's dead. And you can still go on Twitter to this day and find his tweet.
Let me take a side turn on you here, because I just did a broadcast on this as a news item. Congressman Jeff Merkley, I don't know if you've heard of this or not, he went to the Brownsville Walmart. Have you heard this story?
Keep going.
He tried to gain entrance into this, and he was refused. Here's a U.S. congressman, refused entrance. And he said, well, I want to know what's going on inside there. And he was told by an employee, quote employee, that we're housing immigrant children underage and have no one to care for them. That set off red flags for me. Have you heard about this?
I don't know that I have. I feel like I vaguely have heard about it. What state was this in?
Texas, Brownsville, Texas.
And when did this happen?
Allegedly 3 days ago.
Okay. No, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, and it was something I put a little asterisk on there, said ask Liz, because this set off red flags for me, immigrant children. And I know that Congressman Bridenstine in Oklahoma tried to go to Fort Sill in the 2014 Central American immigration invasion and was told exactly the same thing, almost word for word. This is why this set off alarm bells for me. And Bridenstine was denied entrance, too. He was told, come back in 3 weeks and make an appointment.
And that's really scary.
It is. And I just wanted to make sure I got this question in, because to me, there's got to be something funny going on there. It's one of two things. They're beta testing a FEMA camp, or it's child sex trafficking. And I think it's the latter.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what I do know is that, and Q talks about this as well, a lot of the child sex trafficking, I talk about this all the time, and so many people don't get this, and it's so important that people understand this. A lot of the child sex trafficking goes through the border, and that is why it's so important for there to be a border wall, because a lot of these kids are smuggled through the U.S.-Mexico border. And, you know, anyone that cares about kids should not want the border to be protected, because it's an easy way for human traffickers, child sex traffickers, to target children. When children come here illegally, there's no record of them. They have no social security number. So if someone snags them, no one's going to go look for them, because they don't exist. They don't have any records. There's no documentation of them coming here. Okay? And that's why there's a lot of powerful politicians that push for illegal immigration, that are against the border wall, because they're involved in child sex trafficking. And what people need to understand is that child sex trafficking is one of the most profitable, if not the most profitable, black market business in the world. And the people that are running these rings are politicians, are people in the government, are members, you know, of some of them are members of the FBI, the CIA, obviously, and that's what people need to understand. So, you know, a lot of these politicians that, you know, seem to embrace MS-13 and they don't want a border wall and they want sanctuary cities and states, well, all that does is help human traffickers. And all it does is foster an environment for child sex trafficking. So what person in their right mind would want that unless they are involved in child sex trafficking and they're profiting from it? And there's many politicians that are involved in it, especially in the border states, Texas and California.
And Arizona.
I'm sorry I left that out. That's actually one of the most important ones.
I know the story.
Know what senators are, yes, and we know who represents Arizona. No name. So,
you're right on the money with what you're saying. Let me just share this with you from an old dear friend who's passed 8 years ago. Contract agent for the CIA, Air Force Intelligence before that. Name was Bill Pollack. His common law wife was my news director for 6 years, and Bill and I went back 20 years. And Bill told me, he said, Dave, there aren't He said there are politicians who work to cover up child sex trafficking. They're not necessarily involved in it, but they've been compromised in other sexual situations that they're being blackmailed with. Do you know about that?
Exactly. Spot on. Exactly. So the ones that aren't actually pedophiles and aren't directly trafficking children, the ones that protect the pedophiles and the sex traffickers, they've been blackmailed, they've been compromised, they've been drugged, they've been, you know, drugged and maybe set up in a hotel room in a compromising position with a child that makes it look like they are a pedophile. And they're threatened with that stuff. And I got to tell you something, it's not just politicians. I've been really struggling recently because over the past few months, there's been so many people in the movement who have been exposing sex trafficking and Pizzagate who all of a sudden are now saying, oh, Pizzagate's fake, it was never real. People, there are so many people in the movement who are doing 180s left and right. And I've been trying really hard to bite my tongue and not call out some of these people and just try to stay the course and, you know, do my thing. But I'm beginning to think that a lot of these people in the movement are being blackmailed as well, because there's people in the movement who are saying the polar opposite of what they said, you know, a few months ago or even a few weeks ago. And it makes no sense. So they have all kinds of different ways they can get people blackmailed. They'll threaten you. They'll threaten your children. Again, like I mentioned earlier, they poisoned my dog. My dog should not have lived. Like, these people are ruthless. They will hurt you. They will hurt your animals. And so, you know, I try not to get too angry about some people who I do believe are good people, but I know are spreading lies about Pizzagate, because I sit back and I think, well, you know, that person has a baby, or that person, you know, and who knows what they're threatening them with. But it's scary. It's getting really scary out there, because these people are so evil and they will do anything to silence someone. They won't even think twice. They will take, if they want to take out one person, they will have no problem taking out an entire airplane full of people just to get one target.
Yeah, I have seen that before. One of the things that I was told by an FBI insider that I have known longer than I want to admit to, this person told me that at the heart of most kinds of organized criminal activity, whether it be insider trading on Wall Street or whether it be drug dealing, whatever it is, that there's a central theme that runs through all crime, and that's child sex trafficking. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I do. And child sex trafficking connects to everything. It connects to literally everything. It connects to so many political issues. It connects to so many businesses. And it connects to so many of the problems that we have in this world. I mean, if just people that are victims of child sex trafficking and child rape, they become schizophrenic, bipolar, depressed, anxious. Their personality splits. Their brain splits. They get brain damage. They have PTSD. They become alcoholics, become drug addicts. Literally, if we can take out child sex trafficking and pedophilia, the world's problems would be eliminated. I mean, child sex trafficking is at the core of all the problems we have in the world. And there are global networks and companies and countries that thrive off of it. And the child sex trafficking also goes hand in hand with organ harvesting. And, you know, the elites love the blood and the adrenochrome and, yes, and all that stuff. And all that stuff goes hand in hand. So that's, I believe that's a factual statement.
I agree completely with what you said with the organ trafficking. That's one of the most unreported aspects of child sex trafficking. Are children's organs good for adults? I'm not enough of a medical expert. That thought just occurred to me. Could you harvest a 10-year-old's organs and use them in an adult?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not a medical expert, but I believe so.
Wow, this has no boundaries. Well, you know, we have a situation here in Arizona, and albeit it is controversial, and I do think there is reason for caution in approaching it, and we had shared that with each other prior to coming on air.
Right.
I agree with you. But I will tell you, I know a few of the people that are involved in the investigation after the fact, And there is something here. And I want to talk about CEMEX for a second. The Mexican concrete supplier, and they're one of the largest in the world. I have done research on them, Liz. They're connected to the Clinton Initiative, Global Initiative. They're connected to the Clinton Foundation. They're connected to some of George Soros' business interests. The mayor of Tucson is the Rothschild, and yes, they are all related. They are all related.
Yep.
And I had personal dealings with Rothschilds when I fought my property rights battle for my community, and he told me that the Fifth Amendment was dead, and the Constitution was dead. And so I've had dealings with it. But you mentioned this NextEM organization. One of the participants in what's going on with this company, CEMEX, was Salinas, the ex-Mexican president. His son is involved, but he also was a member of NextEM. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I have no doubt that CEMEX is dirty. I mean, if the Clintons are involved, you're dirty. Like end of story. But no, I've heard about all those connections. I've read all those connections. I have no question that this company is dirty, and there are plenty of very strong signs that they are absolutely involved in child sex trafficking. By the way, side note, because you brought up NextEM, I don't think it's a coincidence that the founder of NextEM fled to Mexico. Okay, it's not a coincidence that that's where he happened to go, where CEMEX has its headquarters. Obviously, Mexico is friendly to people involved in this kind of horrific business of child sex trafficking. Now, with that being said, I believe the situation that is going on with the alleged child sex trafficking camp that was found, I believe that there are people that are actively putting out disinfo about it, and there's a lot of confusion about it, and that's why I've restrained myself from talking a lot about it, because I do feel that there are some nefarious entities that are using this situation as a trap to discredit people like us. And
yes.
So, you know, and that exact same thing happened with Pizzagate. You know, they managed to turn Pizzagate into something it wasn't, and then they had the false flag shooting to get sympathy for the guilty, for the people like James Elefantis. And that's, I feel, kind of what's going on right now with CEMEX and the Tucson situation, and I'm getting lots of messages from people and lots of information, and a lot of information that's very conflicting, so I'm just trying to restrain myself a little bit, because I'm still trying to navigate the situation and trying to figure out what the truth really is with that situation.
I'm trying to decipher that too, and I'm right there with you, and I didn't feel that way initially. When I looked at the videos that showed the restraints embedded into the trees, and they were child restraints,
right,
and condoms near children's toys with a Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought, yeah, there's a lot of smoking guns here, but I will tell you that when I started getting messages to my website message board, when I started getting emails, and then people are even getting a hold of my phone number and sending me text messages, and I don't have the easiest number to get a hold of. And I'm telling you, Liz, the level of disinformation I was getting and the cover-up explanations I was getting that defied logic, I said there was a concerted effort to take me off the trail.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm feeling very strongly that there have been people who I have been on this trail, who I believe have been threatened, and there's just a lot of weird stuff going on right now. And I don't even know what to say. It's getting weird. It's getting weird. And there are some people who I know are good people who are saying conflicting things, and there's a lot of things aren't making much sense right now. There's a lot of confusion, and I think there's a lot of threats being made, and it's scary.
Journalist Kathy Rubio contacted me last week when the story was breaking, and she told me, and by the way, this is someone who has relatives mm-hmm. who have eyewitnessed the terrorist-based training camps in El Salvador, Middle mm-hmm. Eastern terrorists combined with the cartels. So, I mean, this is someone that's mm-hmm. well-connected. And she told me, she said, this story, you know, out of Tucson, she said, Dave, there's so much more to this than that. She said, they're not even hitting the high points. And then I hung up the phone and I had an aha moment. Here was my aha moment here. If you got two charges sitting out in front of you, you can plead guilty to the one that'll put you away for a year or plead guilty mm-hmm. to the one that'll put you away for 20 years, you're going to take the year. I think what we're seeing in Tucson is deliberately offered up so people will say, okay, we've got to the bottom of this. This is the lesser of included charges. And the real serious stuff, as Kathy Rubio is alleging, goes mm-hmm. unnoticed. That's my sense of this.
Yeah. I would believe that. There's definitely way more to the story, and there's way too many high-level people trying to say it's not real. Like, Chelsea Clinton called it Pizzagate 2.0, and that within itself is a huge red flag. And I called her out after she tweeted that, because we all know that Pizzagate is real. I called her out, you know, and it was like, oh, really, if Pizzagate's fake, then why did your dad go to Jeffrey Epstein's island 25 times where, like, kids were trafficked? He's a convicted pedophile. And, you know, why did they free Laura Silsby, who was trying to traffic 33 kids out of Haiti? And I was just calling her out. And right after I tweeted that and called Chelsea out, my phone got hacked. And all my accounts shut down. So I don't think that was a coincidence. But there's such an effort to put out this info about the situation and to distract. I mean, it's to the point where it's like there's way too much energy being put into it to make it not be something real. So there's definitely more to the story. There's definitely something nefarious, very nefarious. And I think it's bigger than both of you or I can even imagine.
Well, let me take this to a different side of this and maybe a little deeper. And if you don't know, that's fine. But this is just off the top of my head. I hadn't planned to ask you this. But what Kathy Rubio told me, she said, Dave, mm-hmm. the drug tunnels are not just drug tunnels. She said, that's cosmetic. She said, they're mm-hmm. child tunnels.
And yeah, of course.
She said, mm-hmm. what you're seeing in Tucson is a cover-up so we don't go after the tunnels that bring these kids in.
You know, that's funny. Because that's funny you say that, because before you even had told me that, I do know that they use sophisticated tunnels to traffic children. And I actually did a video on my YouTube channel right when this, you know, alleged child sex trafficking camp was found. And I said, just so you know, this is very low level and this is not sophisticated. And this is actually not normally how kids are trafficked. Kids are normally trafficked in very sophisticated tunnels in big cities under very wealthy estates, wealthy buildings, wealthy homes, mansions, wineries in Napa. You know, there's tunnels all over D.C., including where underneath where Comet Ping Pong is. So, you know, this little, like, makeshift tunnel, like, camp that they discovered isn't where the high-level rings are trafficking kids. Like, the tunnels they use are actually really sophisticated and, you know, complex and secure and high tech. So, you know, that doesn't mean that there's not lower level, you know, underground facilities that they use to traffic kids. There are. But that little trafficking tunnel, whatever you want to call it, is like nothing in terms of sophistication wise and technology wise compared to the normal tunnels that they use to traffic kids. You know, and again, I talk to victims all the time, and you know, most of them will tell you that they were trafficked through tunnels. You know, the tunnel underneath a preschool, tunnel underneath a church, a tunnel, you know, that leads to, from these tunnels, some of them go on for miles. So,
well, Liz, one of the things that you sparked curiosity in me when you said sophisticated tunnels, is there a criteria mm-hmm. you use to apply that term, sophisticated?
When I say sophisticated, I mean, it's not just, you know, someone that has a shovel that's, like, burying a hole and, like, you know, some of these tunnels are old railroad systems, there's walls, there's technology. I believe that there's secure doors. I believe some of them for sure have security systems, alarms, guards, you know? That's what I mean by sophisticated. You know, like stuff that you would see in the movies, like, you know, underground military base type stuff.
This is why I love to interview you, because you are sparking so much curiosity in me. Let me tell you a very...
Well, let me just tell you one more thing. Let me just tell you one more thing, that I've, a connection that I've made. You will find that elites that are tied to these child sex trafficking rings, the pedophile elites, the, you know, satanic pedophile elites, they always happen to live next door to each other. They always happen to have mansions right next door to each other. And let me tell you, a lot of these people, they hate each other. They can't, they're all narcissists, and they can't stand each other. But they all happen to live next door to each other. Harvey Weinstein and the Clintons were next door neighbors in the Hamptons for at least 2 years. And then you have the Playboy Mansion, and I believe it was, I want to say Eric Schmidt from Google. They were not next door neighbor, but like two houses down. And from my research, there's underground tunnels underneath the Playboy Mansion, and Playboy is tied to the CIA. But you will find that these elites all live next door to each other. And I believe they live next door to each other because they have underground tunnels that connect, where they can traffic the kids without anyone taking note or noticing. Not a coincidence that all these people just happen to live next door to each other. You will find so many elites that are involved in nefarious business, you know, that are involved in the occult, just happen to live next door to each other.
That's mind-boggling. This is a revelation for me. I was not aware of that. And it's something that I'm going to spend a little time researching myself, because that is fruitful information. One of the things that I have wondered, though, with regard to the sex trafficking and the politicians, how do they hope to cover it up forever? I don't see how they can.
Okay, so I can answer that, too. They can't cover it up forever, and they know that. So they are trying to A, normalize it, and B, legalize it. That's what the refugee quote-unquote crisis was all about. That's what illegal immigration was all about. Why do you think that they were strategically flooding the West with Muslims from countries where it's legal to marry and rape a child? Okay? And those countries, the government officials of some of these what European countries were allowing men to come in with wives who were 9 years old and giving them passes. Okay? They know that they can't cover this up forever, so that's why you have a push in Hollywood, a push in the mainstream media, promoting the trans agenda, trans kids, literally promoting pedophilia. There's been so many articles written about pedophilia, you know, stories with headlines like, I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster. There's a movement in the gay community where they're trying to turn LGBT into LGBTP, P for pedophile. And, I mean, there is a massive movement to normalize this stuff and to legalize this stuff. I mean, there's a guy running for office who openly admits that he is a pedophile. I just read that article last week. And, you know, through the media and through the fake news and also through entertainment, Hollywood, the movies, you will see, you will notice that they are promoting cannibalism, they're promoting child sacrifice, they are normalizing spirit cooking, the drinking of blood. They're, I see it everywhere. I mean, like, even on reality shows, like a few years ago, the Kardashians were promoting the vampire facial, where you get a facial using blood. Oh, just the other day, who was it? Sandra Bullock went on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she talked about how there's a new facial that she got that uses like the scrotum from a baby's penis.
Oh no! Like, it's not so.
I am not even kidding. Oh. I'm not kidding you. Or it's not the scrotum, the what's it called? The part that gets snipped. Whatever. You guys can YouTube. You're
not going to get me to
listener.
Say this. But, wow, this is so disgusting.
Kidding,
like, I know. I believe you.
I had to watch the video over and over again because and they laughed. Oh, oh. Well, it's like, what? You're using a baby's privates to get a facial? And, and they even joked, Ellen DeGeneres was like, oh, was it a Korean baby? Like, they were it was so weird. But all this is strategic. It's not an accident that they're promoting vampire facials and drinking blood and all the, and, you know, facials with baby private parts. It's not a coincidence at all. They're trying to normalize it because they know they can't hide what they're doing forever.
Yeah, that's...
So plan B is to make it cool, to make it normal, to make it okay, to get people so desensitized and dumbed down that that's acceptable.
You answered my question in spades. We're just about out of time, and this is such a natural breakpoint because this is just so fascinating. We could go down this rabbit hole forever.
But
I wanted to give you a chance to tell people how to follow your good work, Liz. And Liz, you do the best work out there on this.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks. It's exhausting, and I'm taking a vacation soon, and it can't come soon enough, let me tell you. It really eats away at your soul doing this work, but it's such important work. So thanks for having me on. People can find my website. It's LizCrokin.com. I don't write articles that much anymore because I find that it's easier to post information on Twitter and Facebook because people's attention spans are so short that they're reading tweets and quick, short tweets and processing it and absorbing that better than, you know, long articles and stuff like that. But my Twitter is at Liz Crokin. I'm actually in Facebook jail, so I've been posting truth bombs on Instagram, and Instagram I'm at Liz Crokin too. And then my YouTube channel, I think it's just Liz Crokin as well. So that's how people can find me.
Okay. I would imagine, and we don't have time to get into this, but you're probably facing the same censorship issues with YouTube that I am. So.
Yeah. You know what? I rarely ever use my YouTube. I do a video once every 2 weeks, so I haven't had too many problems yet, but I'm sure that I will soon.
It's coming. Trust me. Liz, you're a delight, even if the subject is morbid. Thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to having you back again.